For the last 2 weeks, members of the Senate Armed Services Committee have been questioning top Pentagon and military officials about the U.S.-run prisons in Iraq. The Bush administration continues to portray the scandal as the work of a few bad soldiers, but the hearings have revealed that there were other problems, such as miscommunication and poor leadership, which may have played an integral role in the abuse. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The high-level hearings are meant to be the forum in which the 25 senators sitting on the Armed Services Committee can try to untangle what went wrong at Abu Ghraib prison. But after hours of conflicting testimony at each session, it's obvious there is still confusion and there are many unanswered questions. During Wednesday's hearing, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was incredulous about how the prison was run.
I have never been in combat, but I do have some knowledge of the military. I have never seen a more dysfunctional command relationship in the history of me looking at the military like that jail.
The one thing that has become very clear during the testimony is that it was not clear who was in charge at the Abu Ghraib prison. On November 19, 2003, General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of the U.S. ground troops in Iraq, handed control of two cell blocks which housed the prisoners to be interrogated over to an Army intelligence brigade under Colonel Thomas Pappas. That decision shifted the command structure in the prison, and there's still debate whether it gave military intelligence authority over military police. This was apparent in a hearing last week when Stephen Cambone, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, and Major General Antonio Taguba, who wrote a damning internal Army report, faced questioning from Senator Carl Levin.
Your report states that change in command, quote, effectively made a military intelligence officer rather than an MP officer responsible for the MP units conducting detainee operations at that facility. Is that your conclusion?
Yes, sir.
All right. Secretary Cambone, you disagree with that?
I do. I do not believe that the order placing Colonel Pappas in charge gave him the authority to direct the MP's activities in direct OPCON conditions.
But some MPs facing courts-martial for abuse say they were ordered by military intelligence to soften up the detainees before interrogations. There are many inconsistencies over the interrogation process. Last week, Cambone testified that he urged Major General Jeffrey Miller, then the commander of the Guantanamo Bay prison camp, to travel to Iraq to assess the interrogation methods there. But on Wednesday, Miller told the Senate panel that he never talked to Cambone, but he did go on to Iraq. The rules surrounding interrogation are also muddled. Last week, Lieutenant General Keith Alexander, the Army's top intelligence officer, told the panel that General Sanchez signed off on interrogation guidelines. On Wednesday, Sanchez disputed that.
The first time I saw that paper was when it was shown in one of the prior hearings in this same forum.
So that
he had no role in preparing it or approving it.
Sanchez said an Army captain had drawn up the rules for interrogation. But there are conflicting stories as to how she formulated those rules. Last week, Military Intelligence Chief Alexander gave this account.
These rules directly stem from our interrogation manual, FM 3452. These are the rules that interrogation soldiers are trained on at Fort Huachuca.
But on Wednesday, Colonel Mark Warren, Sanchez's lawyer, said that the Iraqi interrogation guidelines were drawn from several sources.
Such as Alpha Company 519th Military Intelligence Battalion, which had served in Afghanistan, bring in their own policies that had been used in other theaters. Additionally, we had what we call the common law of interrogation approaches.
The various reports that were done before the abuse was made public didn't help to clarify matters. General Sanchez and General John Abizade, the Central Command Chief, said they didn't receive critical reports about the abuse in a timely manner, and that another earlier Army report didn't address any systemic problems. Abizade said he could see how this could happen.
I can tell you that as I travel around, I don't always get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, I get a lot of everything's okay, everything's fine, don't worry about it.
The one point of agreement among all was that an upcoming report on an investigation by Major General George Fay should help untangle all the conflicting statements. On the other hand, that report may just open up a whole new line of questioning. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.